Mutton Mead and Music. Welcome to the 140th edition of Mutton Me The Music. I am your V4VJ, Øystein Berge, and I'm here to break ground with that V4V sound and bring you a blast with this Birchcast to bring you the best of what the value for value music scene has to offer. This time, we're gonna make a special edition. We're gonna play some vaporwave music. So that's gonna be a weird one, to say the least. The first one we started off with today was the Lightning Rod Salesman. That is, of course, Ariel Powell with the song Bear and Daisy Bowl. And Ariel Powell needs to update his Lightning wallets because they are outdated. So if you're listening to this, Ariel, please update your wallets. This is Herb Vaporizer by Falcon T-shirt. Value for Value Music Podcast, and that means that you can boost this podcast in your modern podcast app, and that would be very appreciated. And if you boost while you hear a song in Podcast Guru or The Split Kit or Curiocaster or v4vmusic.com right now while you're listening live, 95% will go to the music artist or the host of the music. And if you want to support the show, you can also boost in all other podcasting apps as well, of course. And if you boost after the show is finished live and you're listening to this later in the week, you can check the splits in your modern podcast app and you can see if the splits are going to the artists or not. This is Drugs by Sacré Coeur.
Minst avstånden närmare i mitt revir.
Rekord. We have a chat room for this music podcast, which you can find if you're going to chat.music.show. That's chat.music with 3ms.show, and you can find the IRC chat there, and you can join in and chat along, troll along, say whatever you want. I promise I won't get offended. This is Dreamers by Let Them Riot.
We'll be right back.
This was Dreamers by Let Them Riot. And now we're gonna play Tollbooth Saints by Echo Reality. Welcome everyone that is in the chat room right now. Nam, Kiwi Bones, Cotton Gin, Moder Øystein, and Nam, I promise I will talk more about my mother in the break. So stay tuned. And we have Dug It Up, Sir Lee Mofo. Thanks for being here. This is Vincent van Basquiat by Satoshi Tonami. And if you want to boost or stream, you can do that right now in your podcast app. And I see that Chad F is streaming. So thanks for that, Chad F. And Sir TG the Wrathful just came in with 333 sats from Podcast Guru and writes MMM++. Thank you to the both of you. This is Satoshi Tonami.
The rest of art history will be retribution for Van Gogh's neglect. No one wants to be part of a generation that ignores another Van Gogh. In this town, one is at the mercy of the recognition factor. One's public appearance is absolute. Part of the artist's job is to get the work where I will see it. I consider myself a metaphor of the public. I am a public eye, a witness, a critic. When you first see a new picture, you don't want to miss the boat. You have to be very careful. You might be staring at Van Gogh's ear.
Basquiat by Satoshi Tonami. This is Fractopathy by Infinite Reverie. We'll be right back. that was some weird stuff indeed. I couldn't find that last song in the split kit, so I'm not totally sure what happened there. Maybe I got the wrong name for it. Who knows? Mike? Yeah, Mike B, maybe. Okay. Nevertheless, we're going to take a break and we're going to thank some producers. And we're going to start off with the stream that came in for the previous edition. That was Sir TJ Dorfall coming in with some sats to Polanski and to the show as well. And thank you for that, Sir TJ. And he also came in with a boost today, of course, as mentioned. And then we have R&R Andy Brash. That is, of course, R&R Andy that has just released a new album as V4V Music. So please go and have a listen to that. And I'm going to find the name for that album. That was... Oh, I can't seem to find it. Yes, here we are. That was... Brash Habits is the group. And... the album is Feeling the Light. So have a listen to that album when you feel like it. It's a real good one. I'm sure I have just listened to one of the tracks for now. So I'm gonna listen to the rest of it later. Thank you, Andy. And then we have Matt Finlay. He came in from Fountain with... Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention. Andy came in with 1,500 sats to the show and another 200 sats to the show as well from Castomatic. And thank you. And another 200 sats to the 54 plates. And that was the song Time. And another 200 sats to one of my own tracks from my electronic project, Velectrix. So thank you for that, Andy. Very appreciated. I'm very grateful for everyone that is coming in with boosts and streams. And... I just have something. First of all, I need to also mention my mother, as I promised Na Millennial in the chat room. My mother and father, of course, is both helping, supporting and producing this show. They are coming in with donations every month. So thank you to thank you to Eline and Øyvind, my dear mom and pop, my parents. I couldn't do this without the help of you. And so I'm grateful for everything you have done to support me and help the show go on. And... Nam also would like to say that you have raised, what was it? You have raised a real, man, I think, or herre, as we say in Norwegian. I don't know how Nam knows my mother. That's another story, I guess. He could tell us another time. But that's very great to hear, Nam, that you know that. So I'm just going to say most of this in Norwegian. Tusen takk, mutteren og fatteren, for at de kan hjelpe med å produsere denne podcasten hver uke. Jeg hadde ikke klart det uten hjelp fra dere, så tusen, tusen takk. And yes, that was that. And then I want to mention that I am sometimes a bit bombastic on this show. I catch myself sometime in having very strong opinions about things I really have no idea about. So I just want to say I am trying to get better. And I am, if not taking back anything, I am humble enough to know that I am sometimes wrong and that I need to change my opinions about certain things. And I just want to mention especially one thing that I have ranted so many times on this show about, and that is my I don't know how to describe it. My problems with AI, and I really have no clue what I'm talking about. Really, no clue. And I just want to say that everyone that is working with AI to make V4V music better, I don't know how much hard work you are doing, but I know that you are doing a lot of hard work, and you should be respected by that as well as everyone else that is contributing to the space. So I just want to give my apologies to all the people working with AI to make V4V music better, because you are, of course, just as important as everyone else. And we wouldn't have been in this spot if it weren't for the people working with AI, such as Chad F. working with Music Side Project 2.0, and of course as well Sir Libre working on v4vmusic.com. So that is what I have to say. And I am going to try to be less ranting with stuff, opinions that has sometimes even nothing to do with music, or not and not, at least not to do with value for value music. So I just say that I am reflecting on my own behavior on the show, and I'm trying to get better. And if anyone likes to tell me sometimes that I am ranting off with things that I have no clue about, please let me know in the chat room, and we can talk more about it. And of course, Sir Libre is saying AI music minus minus, and I am still totally with you on that, Sir Libre. AI music is no way to get any experience with making music for real. If you want to practice making good music, I would rather pick up an acoustic guitar than starting with AI. But let's not stop. No more opinions or argumentations. I am still, I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe we are, maybe everyone is right at the same time. It could be that, yes, that's just it. It could be that we are hitting a bubble and a revolution at the same time when it comes to AI. Enough talking about that. Let's get on with the music. Sir Libre is writing, Øystein, rant away. Often ranting is a great way to bring out problems that need fixing. I agree, Sir Libre, but I also don't want to misjudge or misrepresent people that are working with AI to make V4V music better, because that is just as important as everything else, and that is my new opinion about that. I have changed my opinion to seeing that AI actually could be useful in some cases, and maybe even more cases than I would admit to myself right now. So thanks for everything that you have gone through. Thanks for being patient with me, and I will be sure to make this music show even better in the future. Nam is writing, hele tiden sender jeg deg meldinger på nederlandsk, men du snakker norsk. Jeg en klovn. I'm also talking Dutch, Nam, so that's totally fine. But if you write Norwegian, I will read your messages every time, Nam. Thanks for that. Let's go on with some Vapor Wave. We're gonna start with... this is You Got Nothing to Worry About by Mantel Fox. We'll be right back. Got Nothing to Worry About by Montel Fox. This is a Good Taste by Human Escape. Human Escape. And I see TJ Raffle coming in with a boost, 1,000 sats from Podcast Guru, and he writes, AI music minus minus. I totally agree, Sir TJ. I'm only talking about the tools that we are using to publish value for value music. This is Enigma by Idgi Golo. Enigma by Iggy Golo, and I don't know what happened to Iggy because I can't find him in the split kit anymore. So that's the thing about making special editions. I have music that I have found and downloaded sometimes years ago, and if they are gone from the index, then I won't find them anymore. But that's how it goes. This is You and Me versus Close to You by Oxford.
I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spin them around like a wheel on fire. Walking on tightrope for love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escaping me. I just wanna be. Thank you.
So Nam is writing in the chat room, I went on a hike with Øystein and he ate up all the quick lunch. The only thing I can say, Nam, is that you should have brought with you more quick lunch. Because I love quick lunch. Quick lunch is a special treat in Norway. It's about the same as a Kit Kat, but not quite. It's a bit milkier chocolate, and it's a bit bigger than Kit Kat. And we Norwegians love it. We always bring it on our hikes. This is what I feel, what it feels like by Let Them Riot. This is a totally new song. Totally new song. Going a little bit outside of the genre that I had promised for today, but I just wanted to play this song because it was just released, a brand new EP, Vertical EP by Let Them Riot. It's just today I think it was released in the Index, so have a look and have a listen to that. This is Portal by Saltbreaker, and I want to thank everyone for listening to this special edition of Mutt & Me The Music. Thank you to everyone that came in with boosts and streams, and also trolling along in the chat room. And thanks to everyone, and I hope to see everyone back next Friday, of course. This is Portal by Saltbreaker. Have a nice weekend and a good week if you're listening to this later. Goodbye.